Young dancers practice the tree angels scene on stage Tuesday at the Ride Auditorium. The girls are guiding the way to the land of sweets. They're part of over 140 dancers practicing for this weekend's show.
Okay, girls, so look where you are. Look at the dots and the marks on the floor. This is the spot you need to go to with your partner.
Kathleen Boggs is one of the dance teachers at Mitkoff Dance Troupe. She says the Nutcracker has a long tradition in Petersburg.
Our studio used to be Steppin' Out Dance Studio, owned by Mindy Anderson. And in the past 2 years, we've transferred over to a nonprofit organization. But Mindy's been doing the Nutcracker for many years. Previously, it's been every other Christmas season, and we missed one last year, so this is the third year, but we're back at it.
So for, folks that maybe have never seen the show, what can you tell them about it? I mean, what could a person expect?
The Nutcracker is one of our most traditional Christmas stories, all about a little girl at their family Christmas party and the gift that she receives and the dreams that she has, all about magical Christmas time.
And you have dancers of all ages that you're working with, right?
We do, yes. We start with dancers at 3 years old all the way through high school seniors.
Wow. So how many total are in this production?
Approximately 140, plus the lovely high school gentlemen who are part of our party scene.
So how do you do that with 140 dancers?
With a lot of patience and broken up into different classes. We have some really big classes this year. I have one that's 14, and one of our younger classes is so big, and we actually broke them apart for class time, but they're performing together.
How long have you been rehearsing or practicing for this Nutcracker?
We started the dance season mid-September, and we knew that we were doing the Nutcracker at that time. So there was a couple weeks where we just did regular classes, but shortly after that we began working on performance pieces.
And how do you feel about it now, just a few days away from opening night?
I feel great about it. We were here for many hours last night, running the entirety of Act One, and it looks beautiful. The dancers are really on the ball today, and they're just gonna knock your socks off.
There are three chances to see the Nutcracker. On Friday and Saturday, the show starts at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. On Sunday, there is an afternoon show at 2:30, doors opening at 2. Friday night after the show, there is an opening night reception. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.